Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hour number 3 of Sports Talk Saturday here for you. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali. As we're getting you ready for your weekend, I guess, is the way to say it. That's our duty, right?
It's already underway, right? Is Friday technically like the weekend?
Yeah, I guess so. But it is our duty in terms of the sports talk.
Mm-hmm. We're your weekend fix there.
We are your weekend fix. Thank you for anyone that is always listening in. Always appreciate you. 803-0550 is the number to call in if you've got a vent about the Sabres and how frustrating that first game was.
More than welcome.
Norris is hurt. Benson not traveling with the team. They're expecting him to play probably Wednesday. Owen Power was skating with the team this morning. It sounds like he's going to end up in the lineup, which would be a good thing. You need a second pairing defenseman on this team to play. Think about it. It is messed up that they played their first game of the season with neither of their second pair.
Oh, yeah.
That's wild. And yet, defense wasn't the problem.
No, it wasn't.
That said, Power can also try to do things for you offensively. He is talented like that. So he'd be a welcome addition tonight against a Boston Bruins team who, by the way, here's one for you.
Okay.
The Sabres have won 3 straight against Boston. They swept it last year.
They did. I remember that.
Please keep that going.
Yeah.
They're not good.
Don't let it stop now. Especially against this team.
Flames die out.
Yes. Don't let this flame die out, at least. And by the way, Boston's one of the few teams left unbeaten right now through 2 games.
Well, they're about to be 2-1.
There we go. That's the attitude. That's the attitude we need.
It's the attitude we need, but cautiously optimistic in reality.
But also, I wanted to make sure that I say something about it a little bit more in detail about the desire to see something that a caller last hour pointed out, which was call up Noah Oslin or Consul Hellenius if Norris is going to be out long term. Obviously, I'm not looking for anything tonight. The Amherst just played. Everything's fine. You have your lineup for tonight. You have your lineup for tonight. Just beat them. Just beat Boston. But give me a call-up of Oslin or Hellenius to see what I've gotten them in the top 6, because they are players that should be playing in that sort of play style. But now, just like how we always do, we have a job to do. We have our set traditions. And with them, we go around the NFL when the music drops. Starting with another game in Tottenham.
Oh.
I'm convinced at this point.
There's more and more of them.
We continue to send a message to the Brits that we're still not happy about the War of 1812.
The American Revolution.
Explain why the New York Jets are overseas.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, it's not great. Broncos Jets, 9:30 a.m.
Set your lineups. Get your Broncos players in.
Yeah. Take your Jets players out. How about that?
If you have Jets players, it's your fault at this point. But
sit Justin Fields. It's not working.
It's not working, and that is actually the biggest problem that's going on there, is that it, outside of week one, Fields has been actually, he's been a bit of a garbage time stat patter as of late, so maybe you do need him in fantasy.
Tyrod Taylor might be your better option for a garbage time stat patter. Well, in all seriousness.
We'll see what happens
We'll see if the switch is made.
Yeah, not a great pair of teams that you're sending overseas to Tottenham, and the Browns and the Jets in consecutive weeks. Yeah, we're still mad as a country.
Yeah, at least the Broncos are a little bit of a show.
The Broncos are a bit of a show. Bo Nix, big win against Philadelphia last
big
week.
Win.
Sorry, Chris.
Two big wins but, against Philly for two teams there.
Yes.
Oh, seriously. Man.
But for
a wake-up call for them.
For Denver, though, it also gives an opportunity to stay ahead of the Chiefs.
Yes, it does.
Kansas City losing to Jacksonville.
Huge for the program.
Huge for the program. And now you have the 0-5 Jets. Don't trip over yourselves. All I'm asking.
Yeah, don't Trevor Lawrence. Don't trip twice.
That was a crazy ending.
That game, just watching that, I was floored. Him being able to get up and get through, he might look like one of the more unathletic quarterbacks I've ever seen running. Like that even dive into the end zone, what was that? I don't even know.
Bambi on the ice.
Yeah, he was. He was.
Did everything he had to do to get it done. It didn't look pretty, but he got it.
Yeah, so, the Chiefs continue to just not look all that impressive unless they're playing the Baltimore Ravens. That's really the only game.
And that has more to say about the Ravens than anything else at this point.
I would agree.
Going into the 1 o'clock slate, well, speaking of teams that are bad, I mean, a team that has beaten the New York Jets for their only win of the season, the Miami Dolphins. They've got the Chargers, who got punched in the mouth over these last 2 weeks.
Their offensive line.
To the Giants and the Commanders in consecutive weeks. Their offensive line is definitely hurting now.
Tattered.
Justin Herbert, not as much on fire as he was to start the year, but you're playing a Miami defense that collapsed against Carolina in the second half. I'd imagine the Chargers don't make this one much of a game. Cardinals and Colts. Indianapolis continues
to just be atop the AFC.
To shine.
It's unbelievable.
And I'm not worried about the Arizona Cardinals getting in their way at all.
No.
Considering that they did everything in their power to let the Titans win their first game of the year. Good for you, I guess.
Yeah. Indiana Jones continues to impress. He really does.
But what the Colts have been doing is they've also been blowing out bad teams. They did it to the Raiders, and now here's another opportunity to show that you are for real and you're going to put another bad team down.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I don't think there's a question in this game. I think the Colts do come out on top. Would like to see them maybe lose, though. Sorry, Trevor Howard. Just because would like them to see them drop
you
from the top of the AFC.
Settle down, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not make this a postseason thing where the Colts are going to be in the Bills' way and the Colts are going to get the one seed. God, let's not do that.
Watch
with Daniel
the Chiefs
Jones.
And Ravens disappear only for Daniel Jones to get the one seed.
Yeah, right.
Man, no, at this point it would say more about the Bills than anything that they just can't get that done. Patriots and Saints, New England with a big win, speaking against the Bills. Drake May looked fantastic, but this is a Saints team that has been very punchy. They get their first win against the Giants over the weekend.
Gave
last
the Bills
week.
A run for their money a they've couple
given,
weeks ago.
They've given every team a run for their money except for Seattle.
Their defense is punchy.
Where the special teams just had everything collapse upon them.
Yeah, that was
Speaking
bad.
Of which, New England, fantastic on special teams. The Bills stymied that, but unfortunately they did not stymie Drake May, who's been fantastic to start his second season.
And Diggs had a day last week against the Bills as well, so we'll see if he's kind of been working up to that, coming off the ACL and everything. We'll see if it continues for him. I'm intrigued.
But now you come off of a high. Don't overlook the Saints. They've been a fascinating team, at the very least, to look at this season. Not as fascinating as the Cleveland Browns, as their second game into Dylan Gabriel's time here. And what do you get?
No Joe Flacco anymore.
There's no Joe Flacco on the roster anymore. But now you get a Steelers defense that is rested.
Yeah, and ready to...
You've traveled back from overseas.
And it's a divisional opponent that knows you inside and out at this point.
You're also dealing with the pass rush of Alex Highsmith and TJ Watt.
Yeah.
So have fun with that one. That's going to be a tough one there. That said, the Browns defense is stellar. They have one drive where they collapse against Carson Wentz to end that game, but that's just Browns misery encapsulated.
Yeah.
That said, Carson Wentz was wearing Browns jerseys the way he was getting smacked around right there. I'd imagine Aaron Rodgers is going to have just as much difficulty moving the football because Cleveland's defense is legitimate. And if the Browns can have themselves a consistent quarterback play and score 18 points for the first time this season,
that could be big.
It'd be big. So
wonder if we'll see Shedeur Sanders at any point.
Cleveland might be interesting here. I thought Dylan Gabriel played very good against the Vikings team. Going overseas, by the way, not an easy task for a rookie quarterback. I was actually very impressed with what Dylan Gabriel did, especially because my pre-draft notions of him were, why was he taken in the third round?
Yeah.
So
right.
Good for him. I would like to see him continue to try to play well. Cowboys-Panthers. Carolina getting a comeback win against Miami, needing everything to get that done. Now what do you face? The Cowboys defense.
And you can throw all over them, run all over them.
This might be stoppable force versus movable object.
Yeah, it's going to be offense. This is going to be a high-scoring game. The over is definitely advised.
I don't think that Bryce Young is going to be able to keep up with what Dak Prescott has been doing. Mm-hmm. The man is playing at an MVP level right now. I'm not afraid to say that. Just because the Cowboys are 2-2-1 does not mean that Dak Prescott should not be getting his proper attention right now. The man is balling.
I will say, though, Carolina unlocked a second dimension to their offense, though. Rico Dowdle last week, when given the keys, look at what he was able to do. I mean, I understand who it was against.
Defense.
It was Miami's defense. Dallas doesn't have a great rushing defense either.
That's
so
the thing.
That's that you're looking at another week where he could possibly make a big difference. So
Seahawks-Jaguars, as we carry things on here, Seattle lost game of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And they did everything they could to continue to make that so entertaining. Sam Darnold throws a late interception, though, as the teams are just trading blows back and forth.
Yeah.
And that does fell them there to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Jaguars, coming off of a Chiefs win.
Short week.
Puts them at 4-1. Good for them. That's a huge win for them. Though I do like Seattle's roster better than the Jaguars.
I think it's a little deeper.
It's a little deeper. I also don't know. Like, Travis Hunter, you've got a tough assignment when you're playing at corner this week. Jackson Smith and Jigba has been stellar.
Yeah, he and Sam Darnold have a pretty nice connection. They can really do whatever they want to defenses, it seems like. So, and without DK Metcalf there, they're doing just fine.
And speaking of receivers that are on another level, Puka Nacua faces the Ravens defense.
Oh, it's over.
No.
It's over. Any Puka Nacua fantasy manager projected whatever, like, you know, 18 to 20 points, whatever they normally throw out there, expect 35 to 40. I think that's what we're going to be looking at here. This is going to be bad. This is going to be... I don't even know what to say to keep it FCC compliant. This is just going to be bad.
The Ravens defense, when healthy, was hemorrhaging points.
It's like Kirk Herbstreit said, they're chalked.
No Lamar Jackson, by the way, again. So this game could get away from them quick, so maybe that's not how you get 35 points out of Nacua, is he's already done by the third quarter.
Or he does it in a first half. He just goes all
over. There's only
him.
One of two ways that it's going to go down, but I also see that as the Ravens dropping potentially to 1-5 would be abhorrent for them in a season to forget fast. Moving on to the 4 o'clock games, wow. The Titans and Raiders. I didn't tell Chris what we do with our bad games. This is that game.
This is. This is an absolutely abysmal game. I will not be even turning the TV to it at any point. We're just watching football tomorrow. It's not a Bills game day or anything like
that. Geno Smith has been...
He looks like when he was on the Jets at the beginning of his career. This is bad.
The Seahawks need to be investigated for how they know when to get rid of quarterbacks.
Yeah. But it's even... you could have attributed Pete Carroll to that with Russell Wilson. It's Pete Carroll with Geno Smith right now. So what? I think it's luck more than anything.
I think it's their general manager knowing when to get off of quarterbacks.
You think?
Yeah. Schneider's the common denominator there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good. Geno Smith is in shambles right now.
Speaking of not good, the Bengals, as they are falling fast. They've just traded for Joe Flacco, who's going to start immediately for them. That is a hilariously quick turnaround. Yeah, Flacco's 41. He's been around the league. He's seen everything. He's facing off against the Packers pass rush again with a worse offensive line than he had in Cleveland.
Yeah, he's in for a rough game.
And while Joe Flacco does have the opportunity to do the funniest thing ever, which is beat a team not in his division twice in a year on two different teams.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. Put the defensive line on the offensive line and let them cook. Let's just see what happens. At this point, if I was Zach Taylor, I'd be trying anything.
But the Packers had a bye week. They are rested.
It's over.
I don't love this for the Bengals at all, especially with Flacco having to trot in there with a terrible offensive line going up against Rashawn Gary and Micah Parsons.
It's not good. Micah Parsons will have his way. If I'm Joe Flacco, I might retire after this game, in all seriousness.
And
there might be a retirement letter sent to the Bengals.
It's tough.
It's happening.
But again, it's one of these things where they have a defensive end that's taking advantage of the arrival of Micah Parsons and Rashawn Gary. He's already got...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
4.5 sacks on the year. They played four games.
Yeah.
So he's teeing off, and it's a good thing to see. This might be game of the week, and it features the Tampa Bay Buccaneers again. They have been cardiac.
Yes.
And they face a 49ers team that just refuses to go down. 4-1, despite the fact that Brock Purdy has been injured now multiple times.
Mac Jones has looked pretty good
for
them.
Mac Jones has been looking good for them when he's played. An injury-laden 49ers squad still at 4-1. Fighting for every inch. And the same with the Buccaneers. They've been dealing with a lot of injuries as well. They're at 4-1 as well on the season. I like Tampa in this one, but the 49ers continue to say, I don't care who our lineup, what our lineup looks like. We can have guys from NFL Europe. That's right. That's a reference I'm bringing back here. And we're still going to be able to win.
Yeah. No, you're right. I like Igbuka. I like Baker Mayfield, but the 49ers... I'd be a little nervous if I was a 49ers fan, I'm going to be honest with you. The most injury-ridden player is your basic backbone right now in Christian McCaffrey, and the entire load is pretty much on him. So, like, I do fear, in a sense, how much can we really put on him before he snaps as well. You know, I'm not, again, not hoping for injury, anything like that, but it's still... How many straws until the camel's back goes down with Christian McCaffrey? So,
and you know what's even more wild?
Hmm.
Mac Jones has a questionable tag.
Yeah, he has that. He had a knee injury weeks ago, right? On the left knee. He came back into one of the games 2 weeks ago with a knee brace on. Last week played fine. So I do forget he's a little bit of a dirty player here and there, though.
Mac a little Jones. Bit sometimes.
He gets a little in there, but
he gets into it.
Mm-hmm.
But right now he's exactly what the 49ers have needed.
Well, everyone thought he was going to get drafted by the 49ers. Shanahan's biggest fan, right? I mean, like,
our alternate dimension is here just a couple years late.
Yeah.
Speaking of alternate dimensions, the Chiefs are 2-3.
Yeah, jeez.
And they face the Bizarro. Lions, who have been fantastic since week one.
Yeah, the loss of coordinators seem to have not hampered them at all. They took it to Ben Johnson, literally, in the Bears. The week one against the Packers just seemed like they had to shake the rust off. It's week one, and we said that about the Bills, too, with the Ravens. Like, if they had lost that game, it would have been the same thing. Oh, it's just week one. They're shaking the rust off. Yada, yada.
Yep.
That's what it is with the Lions, and I think they're going to obliterate the Chiefs. There's a reason this is Sunday night billing. And
I think Kansas City might flip things around from what was expected.
I think it might be 2-4 Chiefs. I really do. I think if they play a similar game to what they did in Jacksonville, the Lions are going to just annihilate them.
I think the Chiefs, after tripping up against Jacksonville, are still going to end up at 3-3 somehow, because life's not fair.
Hmm.
That's the only logic I've really got to it. I mean, that and Kansas City does still have a very good defense. They could frustrate Detroit a little bit here.
I think Detroit's too three-dimensional, though, with Montgomery, Gibbs. Goff plays really well in that system.
Amon-Ra
St. Brown, he's fantastic. They have too many good pieces for the Chiefs to play how they have been this season. And to me, on paper, I don't know what the spread is or anything, but this game seems like they should be at least a touchdown favorite, the Lions, at least.
Kansas City, by the way, 2.5 favorites at home.
So they are favorited
against Detroit.
So that's only a 1.5 home favorite now. That's kind of how they do that. So they're a little more than just the home favorite. They do think the Chiefs are going to – I'd bet the Lions. If I'm you out there, I'm betting the Lions right now.
All right, and then Bills-Falcons open up the Monday night, but Bears-Commanders follows that at 8:15. Chicago's looking not bad right now.
A little frisky with Ben Johnson.
A little bit.
Their offense is just trick plays. I think that's kind of where we're at this point. Good teams do trick plays when they're feeling good. Bad teams do trick plays because it's the only thing that gives them any source of surprise on another team. The Commanders, though, with Jaden Daniels back, Terry McLaurin doubtful right now. Debo Samuel's been good for them this season.
Their offense has been making do without an injured McLaurin.
Yeah.
But having Daniels back gives them another factor.
It does. I don't think the Bears win this game. I feel more confident in the Commanders than I do the Bears.
They're expecting a high scoring game here, by the way, over under 50.5.
I wouldn't doubt it. I don't think there's not going to be points scored, but maybe a majority of them by the Commanders. It all depends on their defense. Can they frustrate Caleb Williams and make him uncomfortable? Because that seems to be the secret sauce, as you saw with Detroit. You take Caleb Williams on unscripted stuff, aside from QB scrambles, not the best.
Right. Only two teams on the bye this week, the Vikings and the Texans. Minnesota, having been in Europe for two straight weeks.
Got to give them the jet lag reset.
Yep, give them a little chance to reset. The Texans, after they beat the brakes off of Baltimore, get a chance at a bye week to relax. And there it is. That is our Around the League segment. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. Kind of wrap up our final thoughts throughout everything that we've been talking about for this weekend and get you on your merry way for a fantastic weekend here. Derek Kramer and Joe Calley, this is WGR. Hour number three rolling along here on Sports Talk Saturday here. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, Chris Giacobello on the board here for us today. Getting things going, getting things done.
Yes, sir.
As we are rolling along here. On your weekend, the Sabres playing against the Boston Bruins tonight at 7 o'clock. NLDS wraps up. Cubs and Brewers, 8:08 first pitch. So there's enough stuff to watch today.
Yeah, there's plenty of sports to check out there.
Your college football, if we wanted to look at the scoreboard for that one going on as well.
Yep.
Any games that are going on in the meantime.
Right now, Pittsburgh, Florida State tied 14-14. Alabama leading Missouri 17-7.
Oh, come on.
Ohio State 13-0 over Illinois. And Washington State overtakes Ole Miss 7-0 with 13 minutes left in the second. So a lot of games winding down towards halftime. The first three are, at least. So within the last 5 minutes.
USC is unranked, but 4-1 USC against number 15 Michigan, also at 4-1, is something I'm going to want to keep my eye on as well.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
It's also because I like watching Big Ten football, and
yeah, I'm excited.
Purdue is bad. By the way, speaking of Purdue, they play at 7:30 as well, though, against Minnesota.
They do. Yeah, I'm looking at it right
Minnesota's
now.
Minnesota's beatable. You can do this.
Come on, Purdue.
Come on, Purdue.
Just do it. Come do it on. For the memes. Do it for Derek.
Do it for me here in Buffalo. No one else. But, yeah, there's a lot to watch, though, today. And I do like that there is also an NLDS Game 5 for Cubs-Brewers, because if the Sabres game goes south, I at least know what I can turn to. Or if they're blowing out Boston, maybe I might turn to it anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That'd be the best case scenario.
Maybe.
Oh, my God, they're killing them. I got to watch something else. This is so boring.
Yeah, it's like 5-1 after the second.
No. Flip that, and we got a problem. But that's neither here nor there. We're not going to speak that.
We're not going to speak that in existence.
To existence
today. We're only going to try to speak positive things here because they need it. By God, do they need it.
They need
it. I need it.
We do.
Injuries abound for the two teams already, by the way, and it is tough to keep looking at the injury reports. It's just, it's bad luck, really, is where you can really chalk it up to at this point. Like, for the Sabres, Benson gets hit in the face with a puck the day before the season begins, and it turns into something where it's going to keep him out for a couple of games. Come on. Like, what is the likelihood of that sort of thing? An injury-riddled player, injury-prone player getting another injury, I'm not going to be as shocked about, but you set up that bad luck, if that's going to be the case. Bills. All of a sudden, TJ Sanders has to go on IR. Several of their rookies in this class have been on injured reserve, including the likes of like Dorian Strong, Max Hairston. This just adds a little bit of the injury luck to a draft class that was highly touted heading into the season. Yeah. So it's tough. It is something that is a little frustrating, but at the same time, what can you do other than hope that the next man up is able to step up and make plays?
Yeah, it's luck.
At D-tackle, one of those next men up is going to be the guy that stepped up in the biggest way in the first game of the year. At Oliver's back, it seems like. It's trending that way.
Trending, yes. We'll know officially pretty soon here.
We'll know.
Everything's
later
a little
on
delayed.
Yeah. Probably like when we're going to sign off is when they'll let that announcement
right
happen.
Before we can report it for you.
Yeah, it'll be.
So just keep your eyes peeled wherever you look for the injury
keep
updates.
Keep your eyes peeled on the socials. The social updates will be there for injury reports and everything of the sort. But we'll keep getting connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Bill and Kenmore. Bill, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got for us?
How are you doing? Thanks for taking the call. I'm trying to get a little update on Dorian Strong because I've been watching you guys and the TV, the radio, the newspapers and everything, and there seems to be a little bit of talk about what's going on with McDermott, but on the one hand, he said he's waiting. On the other hand, is the end of the season, but are you guys anything definitive as to what exactly is happening? Because he saw that next specialist, and I was wondering anything came of that.
Bill, I appreciate the call, and I unfortunately don't have much for you on that. Neck injuries are tricky. The Bills want to take their time with this, and I think that's the right way to play it. I don't know if I would expect Dorian Strong back this season, especially if he's already seeing a specialist about it. You don't want to rush neck injuries. You don't. That's something you 1,000% should never do in any sport, in any profession even. Your neck banged up, don't move too quickly on that. Because I have not heard anything, I will lean toward the conservative approach on that, which is I don't know if I'm going to expect Dorian Strong this year, but that's speculation. That's nothing I've heard. And unfortunately, that's the best I've got for you. I wish I had a better answer.
Yeah, there's just a lot of, like you said, neck injury. It's tough to even kind of talk about because we don't really know anything. And it's like, it's never a good thing to hear with a young player like that, that a neck injury is keeping him out. So it's going to kind of have to be a wait and see scenario and might be waiting for a while on that to really get an update.
Yeah. And the Bills have done this all year where they've been taking a bit of a conservative approach with when to get players back. How long was that injury report list during the preseason and in training camp? if a player had an injury, they would take their time with him.
Yeah.
If they picked up a little bump or bruise, take your time with him. I don't expect there to be a rushing back to the field for Dorian Strong unless he's feeling great. That's pretty much all I've got.
And yeah. Cornerback two is just going to be a mystery now.
Cornerback two is, I mean, is it a mystery? It's Trey White right now.
It's Trey White right now, but I got to ask you this. In the preseason, we were hearing a lot of reports that Max Hairston was not playing as well as Trey White was. Are we worried at all about Max Hairston eventually coming in and being like, what do we expect?
I'm worried based on the fact that he has had so much time off task.
Mm-hmm.
That whoever cornerback two is going to get targeted. Let's call that what it is. While Christian Benford has not been playing up to his usual standards this year, he's still CB1, and you're not going to target that as frequently. If Harrison's back, when Harrison's back, I don't know. But if he's back at any point this year, there has to be an opportunity for him, and the Bills have to be comfortable knowing that he has not played for months.
Yeah.
And you need to be okay with him being there despite the fact that he has not played in football games for months now. If that becomes the case, good. You have a bye week here to do a lot of
searching
within the injury reports, reading between the lines. So I will say this, Bill, on the more optimistic side, bye weeks can change everything. 2 weeks for injury evaluation can change what's happening for a player. I just obviously think the Bills are doing the right thing, taking their time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Mm-hmm. With Hairston, with Strong, with a lot of the players that have been banged up, because, well, the schedule's going to get more eventful coming up soon. And I think that the Falcons is an eventful game. It's not like the previous opponents that you've had,
yeah,
like a Miami or even the Saints, where if you needed to slow burn it with an injury, you could. I don't think they took any team lightly. I'm not going to accuse them of that sort of thing. But you do want to have some faith in your depth.
Yeah. And that's what everyone asking about a kicker conversation. I want to point them towards that. Tyler Bass got paid. Matt Prater is not replacing Tyler Bass by any means in the long term. But they're able to slow play Tyler Bass in the best way possible because Prater is more than serviceable in the position. He's able to come in here and get the job done. They're going to take their time with Tyler Bass. You don't want to rush back a kicker with a hip injury.
And considering that when they had him play in one game,
he was then on injured reserve after that.
He's placed on injured reserve after that.
So clearly it was bothering him. Clearly you need to let him rest it out. And that's what they're going to do. We just got to hope for Prater to continue keep going on the track he's on. But nothing other than one horrid miss. Like that was the only thing you could point at. Be like,
Prater. And that's one kick.
Yeah.
That's it.
But you're in good shape. I like the way they're handling the injuries this year. I do. They're being smart about the practice squad call-ups like Zion Logue. Yeah, they burned him. If they did one more, they would have to sign him. They're not going to do that. You have Jordan Phillips. If the safety's really...
Darian Mathis, who played already as well.
Yes. Yep. So they're being very smart about it. And I don't know. Maybe it's how we think about it, right? Like,
Sal said to us in the last hour, though, look around the league. Yeah. It's happening everywhere right now.
You got
to
do with what you got. It's luck.
It's like injuries get picked up when you slam into people full speed. And
when you have a 400-pound lineman fall on top of you, I wonder what's going to happen.
300-pound. We're still not there yet.
That's right. The Bucks lineman still on the practice squad. He hasn't played yet. They signed him back. To stop the Philly special. Could not. Not Philly special, but the tush push.
But also, they did that because he was hitting weight loss goals.
Yeah.
So good for them and good for him that they're doing that. But back to it.
Do you think they think the season really starts, we want our guys for the postseason? I think that's how they're thinking about it. They're like, we could, realistically, the way the AFC is this season, if you drop three games, you're still the one seed, realistically.
I would like to say yes and no.
I don't know if they're thinking about it like that. That's at least how I'm thinking about it.
I do think that how they acknowledge it, though, is the healthier mindset of it's a marathon. We do have to win our games, but it is a marathon, not a sprint.
We're going to try and make do with what we can so we have our best guys down the road.
We will make do with what we have
mm-hmm.
and hope that we get our guys back and available, and we try to have them treated right throughout the season in order to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have had that poor timing in seasons past.
Well, and any schedule to be playing backups, I feel like you'd want the Bills' schedule.
This is also where typically I hate an early bye week.
Kind of love it here.
It's going to fit for them here.
It's kind of a perfect time.
It's a perfect time, and also you've got a couple players going on injured reserve right in time to activate suspended players, which they cannot put that off. They don't have an opportunity to put that off. Those players go onto the 53-man roster. You have to make room for them. There's no activating them from the suspended list. They are just off of it. You have to make a move. Well, and again, you don't want to see players injured, but that timing does come at a convenient moment for Hoyt and Ogunjobi, at least.
Yeah, like Sal said, you don't even have to worry about waiving anybody.
You don't have to worry about waiving anybody. As a matter of fact, one of those positions is a one-for-one at D-tackle.
Yeah. Yeah, and those guys had a lot of upside coming into the preseason and just the way they played. I do want to pump the brakes on Hoyt a little bit.
I was actually going to bring up especially how Hoyt looked like a man amongst boys facing backups in the preseason.
He did, and we need to pump the brakes that he's going to look like that against starters in the NFL, especially after missing some time. Not saying he can't. I'm saying let's not expect the exact same thing we saw against the second stringers that he was playing late in the game because he wasn't going to get any regular season action till after week 6. You know what I'm saying? Expectations versus reality. I'm all for expecting high play out of somebody. Don't get me wrong. But we got to temper it a little bit. He's not going to do what he was doing. Nah, he could, but
his first game will be against Carolina.
That's a game he could. That's a game he could. 1 o'clock in Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
That is a game where you could see that men amongst boys. But the Chiefs, I wouldn't expect that. I don't know. Maybe you could. Their offensive line is pretty interesting. But don't get the hopes too high so you get frustrated when he's not doing that again. Because I think he's going to be more than good in the position. There's a reason they signed him 3 years. You know? He's here for the long haul for the next little bit.
Yes. I will say I am at least excited to watch them get back to it because of the fact that there's a bad taste in everybody's mouth from the Sunday night against New England.
Yeah, we got to get that out of there.
I'm hoping the Falcons game is the Listerine that we all need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Wash the mouth out.
Wash it out.
Mm-hmm.
And on to the next one. And
yeah.
Hopefully get to the bye week with some better vibes. Because if you lose two straight heading into the bye week.
Not after, a good feel when everyone thought you could be undefeated going into the bye week.
After playing subpar against Miami and New Orleans as well in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And then losing two straight. There suddenly turns a new narrative that might become, are the Bills fraudulent this year? And I don't want to have that discussion anywhere near my program.
No, I don't want the national media starting to take that one over. Bills,
I'm just talking personally. Frauds. I don't want my programming, my shows, my stuff to include this conversation. I have to bring it up because that's what's going to start showing up. I want no business with that conversation. And I definitely want to make sure that we can avoid that at all costs. However, I can't do anything about that. I have to sit and wait and watch for Monday night.
They have a stranglehold on your well-being.
None of us can control this.
For the entire NFL season and postseason, the entire elite season, is your mental health and well-being is controlled by gentlemen on the football field.
53 men.
53 men.
To be exact.
Thank you. Thank you.
47 of them on game day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
I would say that's correct.
So less than 50
I don't do math in public. I'm not helping you with this. I don't want to do that to myself.
I was wrong.
Rather abstain from math than do it.
It's 46.
There you go. I'll smile and nod.
And carry the two. All right, there we go. We did our math.
I'm a Common Core math guy after all that. You know what I mean? My age here. But
I got lost after PEMDAS.
You didn't excuse your dear Aunt Sally?
Nope.
What are we doing?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
We got to wrap this show up.
Yeah.
We need a break more than ever. Last segment here of Sports Talk Saturday. And for all of our... Well, not all of our weekend programming. The Sabres. They play tonight at 7 o'clock.
They do.
Brian Colziel will have pregame for you starting at 6 here on WGR as they take on the Boston Bruins in an attempt to avoid 0-2 on the season. I will say...
They have to do it.
They need to do it. For the sanity of everybody in Buffalo...
Without a shadow of a doubt.
They need to do it.
They do.
Get it done. Make sure that this does not go to 0-2, please. Bills against the Falcons on Monday Night Football. I mean, we'll have ourselves coverage all day going on. 6 a.m. with Jeremy and Joe. And then I'll be popping in for Extra Point Show, actually, on that Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Going all the way through on a Buffalo Bills football Monday.
And then a Buffalo Bills football Tuesday.
Yes, we will have a Buffalo Bills football Tuesday in addition to that. The Sabres do play on Monday as well, 12:30 on our sister station, the Bet 1520, is when we will start our coverage for the Sabres on Monday.
There we go. Look at that. We're back. We're so back, especially if they win tonight. We're back.
I mean, we are...
Like we never left.
We're always back.
No, it's the elite the sports season.
It's a 12:30 face-off. So
oh, okay.
Pre-game coverage will actually start at 11:30.
Nice.
On our sister station, the Bet 1520.
Yeah, it's the elite sports month. You can't convince me otherwise. I'm sorry. March is cool with basketball and all, but playoff baseball, NFL football, hockey season starting.
Got college ball.
College ball underway.
In both months.
Chris, what's going on? What's going on? Is there soccer going on? Is that big here?
Always, my guy.
Yeah.
Always, but we are approaching the World Cup.
Yes. World Cup. So things are good in October. That's all I got to say. It's beautiful outside, even if it's 50 degrees. I love it. Sweatshirt, pants, shorts, whatever your discretion says there. Yeah. October's the best sports month, without question.
Without a question.
Any other contender? Other than March?
I don't think there is.
I feel
really
like
is.
It's just October and March, is it not?
I feel like that's when all the sports...
The Olympics? like,
I mean, I was going to say February might have something to say about it.
With the Super Bowl?
Yeah, Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl is there. You've got hockey and basketball well in full swing at that point.
Mm-hmm.
College basketball is there to replace college football.
I think it depends on your fandom, where your fandom's aligned.
Subjective. I have to agree on that.
Olympics being there as well.
Every four years. With this Winter Olympics?
But this is one of them.
Is this a Winter Olympic year? Yeah.
It is?
I think it might be. Or it might be a Summer Olympic year. Is it?
Brother, you don't play hockey in the Olympics for the summer.
Yeah. I cannot remember. That's right.
You can.
You can. It's just not going to make sense. No. Yeah. NHL players are going to the Olympics this year.
Forget it. It's 2026. So, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, we're... Yep.
We are fast approaching that. I'm not old.
we haven't hit UNC status yet. Yeah. It's okay.
You guys can speak for yourselves. I might have. I mean, I am an uncle, so I guess I have.
Look, I'm 3 years to 30, Derek. Please don't rush that.
Cry me a river. Thank you, by the way, Chris, for running the show today. Chris Giacobello on the board. Thank you to Sal Capaccio joining us earlier as well in hour number two. You can always hear that one on demand at WGR550.com. For Joe Kelly, I'm Derek Kramer. This has been yet another edition of Sports Talk Saturday. Sabres and Bruins, 7 o'clock. Pregame will start at 6 here. Other than that, that's us for the weekend. I'll see you on Monday. Go Bills, go Sabres. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.